every drowning is preventable. 90% of children who got out of the house got out of the house without the parents knowing about it. So we have two things here. One of the terms is called layers of protection, which I don't really like the word protection because you think if you have one, you're protected.
Right.
But really what they are is they're barriers.
Okay.
And the more barriers you have, the safer you're going to be. And so we've adopted the safer three message: to safer water, safer kids, safer response. The safer water is as many barriers as possible: door alarms, door locks, adult supervision, eyeballs on the children.
Right.
If you're in and around the water, touch supervision. That means you have to be within touching distance of the child. The more barriers you have, the safer you're going to be. And one of the things that we try and stress is there is no such thing as safe. Just because you have a pool fence does not mean your child is safe. Most of it is a lapse of supervision. The parents, for whatever reason, they're on the internet, they're in the kitchen, they're doing something, and the child has gotten away. The other thing is you have to teach the kids what no means. They can't go swimming unless you're out there watching them.
What kind of things should people with, like, the backyard inflatable pools or the pop-up pools they put up in their backyard? A lot of people leave those out overnight. Should they be emptying those every night?
They should be emptying those every night. They shouldn't leave them up. And if they are, they need the same type of barriers that we're talking about here. If your kids are in water, no matter what the body of water is, if it's a lake, a canal, a creek, you have to have eyeballs on your kids and what we call touch supervision.
Right.
If they're non-swimmers or weak swimmers, you have to be within touch supervision of that child because you need to pull them out quick because they can drown very quickly.
When I was a kid, we used to have a swim buddy when we were going to go to the lake, somebody that you stayed paired up with. Is that still good advice?
Absolutely. The other is to say for kids, teach them that you need to learn how to swim, never swim alone, swim near a lifeguard. If you're a weak or non-swimmer, wear a Coast Guard-approved personal flotation device or a life jacket. So these are the things that the parents, we'd like to say this is common sense, but so you ask me, are drownings preventable? Every one of them.
And I have to ask, is the old wives' tale about waiting an hour after eating before going back in the water, is that still credible advice?
Well, you know, I'm not real sure. You know, it has to do with the blood flow and the oxygen going to the muscles.
Okay.
So when you eat, all your energy is being used up to digest that food.
You can find out how to get more tips from the National Drowning Prevention Alliance on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Kim Burgess, thank you.
Thank you.